Enjoy.
Good evening, Northern California. I am James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
How you doing, my dear Rhonda?
Oh, good. I miss you.
I miss you, too. It's like we live apart now.
Yes.
Everybody's moving. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this is North State Now. And this is the lovely once-a-month Thursday night. Well, it's the third Thursday. Is that what we are? The corona warp has made me forget my days, and I can barely count anymore. All these poor kids that are distance learning, are they really learning anything? Because I feel like it's like sucking my brain away.
I know. It really is. It really is.
And then we also have in the studio, Emily is not here, and we have your lovely, we're going to just call him out, your lovely man, okay? Because
yes.
Blake Fisher.
Yeah, Blake Fisher. Yeah, there you go. It's the round table for sure. So, Daryl, why don't you let us know what you're going to be doing for us tonight?
Well, I'm going to be talking to you about Riverfront Playhouse and some exciting things that we got coming up.
Yeah, you can't get him. I was trying to put him on the spot, but he knows. He's a professional.
Did you want me to sound like Emily when I talked?
Yes, and we just are really bummed that Emily has...
Emily has moved on to another company that's a local company that we sell their products in our store.
Yes.
And they're a family friend of ours, and it's called Stowe Wallet. And this is one of those new, really cool minimalist wallets that are able to hold like 8-10 credit cards and some cash and things that you can just stick in your pocket, or it can attach to the back of your phone case. They actually lost their home in the fire.
Yeah.
And this was a rebuild. And they've now come out of the ashes and have a new business. It's industrial grade, or not industrial, it's airline grade aluminum. They're beautiful. You can get them at the store, you can get them online, but Emily has been snatched up by them to do social media, yes?
Yes.
Yep.
And I really miss her. She was just a sweetheart, and she was only in the office 3 days a week, but when she was there, she was just a little
bundle
bright light. She was such a sweetheart. We miss her.
Yeah. Well, she's not gone.
I know.
Down and around the corner, so to speak.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here tonight, November issue of Enjoy, issue 170.
Crazy.
And it's The Mountains Are Calling, and you are ready to go. So if you haven't picked up the issue, I suggest that you do. I'm sure you can still find a few copies floating out and about. We always encourage people to get their copy wherever they may be. But remember also, too, we just launched a brand new website. So as a company, Enjoy has a brand new, very cool website where you can go and obviously read the latest issue digitally. And we have some really other cool things that are going to be going on with our digital platform. So I'm really, really happy and excited about that. So I don't think we have every magazine posted in our.
No, that's going to be a long process.
Yeah, 170 issues that are going to have to be manipulated and uploaded.
No? 3,000.
What?
Past issues. Or past, I'm sorry.
Pages.
Articles.
Okay.
Yeah,
because we have to break them down by article.
Yes.
That's the way that I like it. So, yes, that is a lot, because I was like, wait a second. Was I sleeping?
No, that's a real feature that I use a lot, you know, when I do searches.
We all do. I mean,
yeah.
But you have, I have to say, folks, this chick over here has a memory like an elephant or something, because I can go and be working in the store and somebody could come in and say, oh, I really love this piece. And I'll say, oh, yeah, this is one of our feature articles. We did several years ago an article on this individual. And they'll say, oh, really? And I'll be like, yeah, would you like to have a back copy if you're giving it a gift? And that's one of the neat features about our store, is that you can actually buy products that typically are quite often, many of them have had articles written about them at an issue in the past. And we can provide a back copy of that magazine, or we can print out an article. So if you're giving it as a gift, it's really cool for you to be able to tell the story or share the artist that makes it. But I'll go in the back and I'll say, hey, Rhonda, there's somebody here that wants to buy this. Do you remember we did an article and, you know, it's all these colorful bowls that are glass or whatever. And she'll go, oh, yeah. And then she'll go, April 2013. And I'll go to the shelf and I'll dig through, and then, you know, pop, sure enough, there's April 2013. And I'm thinking, I don't even know what's in today's issue, much less one that was 20 years ago.
I get very cozy with these articles.
Are you jealous?
No, oh, not at all.
So, yeah, so go ahead and get your copy either in print form, or if you're up and sequestered in your home with your mask on and don't want to leave, you can still read the magazine in a digital format. You just go to www.enjoymagazine.com, and you'll see the latest issue, you know, almost front and center. And if you click on that, you'll see it'll bring up like the last maybe, what is it now? At this point, less like 8 issues or something
no,
like that?
No, I think it's only 3.
Oh, is it?
The last 3. Okay. It's a lot of work, and it's not hard work, but it's going to be a lot of work to get them up there. So.
Well, we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
So we're super excited about having that. And then, like I was saying, there's some new technology that we're going to try to bring that we've come into, so to speak, and now we're going to be looking for people that want to reach out and partner with us and help us to create and or provide or find videos that can go along with some of the articles that we're doing, because we have a new app that will pop and bring your pages to life in a video format. So you can hold your smartphone over a page and it will launch a video, and you can actually hear, see, and read video also about the article. So it'll be kind of more of an extension. So you can read the article and then get a kind of a feel of maybe the location. So I'm super excited about that. That'll be coming shortly. We're continuing to evolve. During this time, it's been tough. I'm not going to say the store because of all the shutdowns, but also with magazines, our magazines, you know, many of the places that spend money to advertise their business aren't spending money because they're not open. And so it has made it tough for everybody. But we keep our head up, and we keep finding all the beautiful things, the silver linings.
And really trying to support our communities and in the North State. So,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So also in this issue, we have our My Town this month is Carl Bott. So you should pick that up for that.
And you had said that you really liked this, when we were on Monday, on the first Monday, both you and Linda said it was a really great. She was impressed with her own husband.
Yes, like, he did. And actually, Daryl even said something about how nice it
was.
Did
you?
Yeah.
He read it too. So.
Yeah.
So
it was one of those great, love stories. You know, guy sees girl. You know, the whole. Oh my! I became enamored with her, and I'm not sure he was stalking her or just but whatever the process, it's a great article. I'm just joking, but they got together and here they are, great success story. And
we're gonna have to get you in there. You've had a long life of experience and history in this community, so
I have.
And we'd like to hear what you have to say.
And also,
he would
that
be a good one.
Very similar meeting Rhonda in theater backstage,
right.
and courting her and pursuing her. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if throwing a bag of sand on her head from the overhead
from the rafters,
from the rafters, and knocking her
and singing Phantom of the Opera,
dragging her back to the cave,
and then waking her up and saying, "Are you okay?
I want you to know I saved you." And you all starry eyed. I remember that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
So anyway, we still in the magazine do not have a formal calendar. Obviously, that is one of the big things and the big draws that people have always come to our magazine, because we've always had like 3 or 4 pages of endless events going on. But
and that's such a bummer. It really is such a bummer. And there are things that go on. And I think probably the reason why we're really hesitant, because there are events, you know.
They change.
And, yeah, they get canceled at the last minute or they get changed.
Well, I had one. You know, this Halloween. Yeah. And, you know. And I don't like that. I'm a real stickler. If I'm going to put something out there, I want to make it happen. But it was just, we had an incredible number of people that wanted to attend our event. But the core of the event was a pumpkin carving and decorating contest. And we had set a goal that we wanted at least 75 carvers. And, you know, when we got closer and closer to the date, at some point we had to pull the trigger, and we had 22 and... You know, so I don't know that I did the best job of letting people know, even though we tried, but it was kind of late notice.
Yeah, I think.
So we had to cancel that. But that's something that maybe we can bring back next year
and
do that. So anyway, we still are trying to celebrate and create events that are family, fun and free, and also follow all the the social distancing things that are needed right now. So it just makes it tough. So if to put a calendar together, it'd be a big disappointment. So,
yeah.
However, you just handed me a whole bunch of tickets for the
Turtle Bay's Garden of Lights.
Gardens of Lights, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is happening.
Yep.
So you can go on their website and get tickets. And you guys are going to go tonight, aren't you?
Tonight is media night. Yep.
So I'm excited to hear your feedback. I probably will be texting you just
so you're
going
through it. Yes, well, I'll be taking pictures. They really are encouraging everybody to
social media pictures. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So
I said I was going to be evil at one point. I said, I'm going to take my drone and drop it in at night and fly it by and then broadcast it live on TV for everybody to see. No, I'm just joking. Anyway, we have to take our first break, and then when we get back, we'll start getting into some of the things. So sit back, relax. Again, you're listening to KCR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is North State Now.
Enjoy.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Enjoy.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is North State Now. Again, I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine and my cohort.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine. It's good to be here.
It is. And I forgot all the signals from the booth. I was like, is this now? Is it 30 seconds? Is it 20 minutes? You know, I got
to
get better at that.
I forgot to tell you guys.
Yeah, you're great.
I was like, let's go.
You're great. I was just like, what is it? Rhonda's like, now? And I'm like, no, that means 30 seconds. And then I'm like, no, this means 30 seconds, right? Yep.
I think so. I should know better.
Yeah. No worries. Anyway, so welcome back, North State. And again, we're deep in the issue, the November issue, and we're staring down the barrel of Christmas.
Our December issue will be here Monday.
Yeah.
I think Monday. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I have a duty still left. I must go to the receiving unit and clean it out for the next.
Yes.
Get all the pallets and wires and get all that set sorted and take it to be recycled. And it's quite a process,
well,
folks.
You just do it all, don't you, James?
We all do. Yeah, we all do.
Many, many hats.
I know. And they change all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to pick up a hat at the drop of a hat. Anyway, so we're going to dive in here with obviously one of our all-time favorite guests that come with us every single month. It's either you, Blake, or it's Joe. And this is for the Blake Down for our section in downtown Reading, what's going on through Viva Downtown and our relationship. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, I'm doing great. It's nice to see everybody once again.
Yeah.
I was so happy to fill in for Joe last month, so I'm glad that I get 2 months with him.
I know, two in a row. Three in a row, right?
Dang.
What's wrong with Joe?
He couldn't be here last month.
Yeah, he was in competition.
Oh, that's right.
Because
he's famous.
Yeah. He trains in Dubai and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's an uphill motorcyclist climber. I don't know.
It's really wild.
And he wins
wild.
All the time.
He wins, yeah. He's a winner.
So we just get the losers to come in?
You get me. I am a community theater winner.
Academy Award.
We love you.
I've yet to win an RP, so that means I have to do a Riverfront Playhouse show to be.
Oh, we got a brand new stage, great new seats, good place for an audience. We're just waiting for you.
Oh, and that just opened. If we're talking downtown, that just got finished being built in downtown Reading, the Riverfront Playhouse. It's the anchor of the Reading Cultural District.
Mm-hmm.
So when COVID-19, when restrictions and we figure out the theater situation, I'm so excited for people to see that Riverfront Playhouse. And Daryl will be talking a lot about that tonight.
I will.
So, yeah, we have our downtown details. Once again, we want to thank Enjoy Magazine for us to be able to have this in the fantastic magazine. Downtown details. Last month, we kind of talked about what's going on with new art going up, mini murals, the importance of really investing in our culture. The breakdown this month really talked about, you know, how important theater and culture is in a community.
How apropos.
Yeah. And last year I was thinking about all of the successful, because Riverfront wasn't yet in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
But Cascade Theater was hosting, you know, some fantastic performances. You had Elf, you had the Celtic Christmas, you had so many different performances that bring people downtown. And seeing, as we all know, seeing the show is only part of the experience.
Mm-hmm.
People are able to go out and shop at businesses that are open. They're able to go eat at their local restaurants. They go buy flowers for the performers,
yeah.
It really benefits our economy.
And all that's available downtown.
And all that's available downtown, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can get your flowers just at, what is it, the philanthropist just...
Philanthropist, that's what I was thinking
yeah.
of, yeah. You have the philanthropist right here, you have Enjoy the Store, you mm-hmm. To get chocolates for the actors,
yeah.
And Vintage and Market Street, Blade and Barrel, that are right next door. And that's what I was thinking about. It's the fact is our community is going through so much development and so much infrastructural change, and I know a lot of people talk about parking, and there's no parking over here, and there's no parking.
Mm-hmm.
We had a giant concrete structure, and now that's removed, and now it's making way for so many more experiences that can take place. And
they're moving at a other than the groundwork, which seemed to take forever, but that's because it was hot and I was cranky during the summer, right? But now...
They're cranking it out.
Oh, my gosh. I drive by, and there's, like, steel pillars and concrete, and I'm like, holy smokes, it's really going.
We're looking like a big city right over here.
I know.
Yeah, and what is interesting, that is a parking structure. So instead of spreading it out over multiple blocks, this is going to be a new parking structure being built in downtown. Yeah, being built up to really accentuate our new skyline that's forming in downtown.
And I was fortunate enough to get an email from the McConnells, because they like to keep a lot of the businesses in the know, and they sent us a finalized artistic rendering, and it's very handsome. They've done a good job of, even though it's a multi-level, they've incorporated it into the build, so it's not like you just all of a sudden need this parking garage. It is actually looks like the building, like mm-hmm. part of the building. So it's incognito, so to speak, and it makes it very nice looking. So, you know, the other parking garage was, just an eyesore.
It served its due, and yeah, it served its due diligence over these years, but it was falling apart, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, parking doesn't make a strong downtown. It's experiences. And I was thinking about this more. It's nobody goes to Ashland for the parking. Nobody goes to they go for the art. They go for the Shakespeare Festival.
I have never had a hard time finding a parking place since this whole – I mean, yeah, I have to park a little further and I have to walk a little bit, but so what?
Exactly. If you go to Costco – you got to park in the very back end of Costco and then walk.
It's the same distance. Yeah, you just don't.
It's the same distance.
It's a weird mental disconnect, I think, for
people.
You
just have to go around the corner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, to segue into the next part of this whole idea of walking in distances, we have Dash. It's that downtown area shuttle. It's free, it's safe, reliable, and it was with a partnership with Reading Electric Utility.
It's
Reading
fun.
Reading Police Department. It's cute.
I know.
It's fun. It's safe. The RPD cadets are so accommodating. And I was talking to a lot of them, and they said this is such a satisfying experience to be able to help people who may not even, you know, feel comfortable walking around downtown or who have difficulties walking in general to just hop on the Dash and get from point A to point B.
Yeah. And there are a lot of folks that live downtown that need that.
They come
into our store all the time with canes and walkers and, you know.
We have two senior housing developments, the Historic Lorenz Hotel and the Historic Hotel Reading.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those are.
And I'm becoming friends with a lot of them over the years. It's so funny because, you know, the other night my son and I were in the alleyway and it was by one of the I don't know why they call them hotel other than they used to be hotels or something, but they're permanent residents. And we were, we came later at night and were using the big industrial garbage can to dump some stuff. And I could see one of the ladies from her room with her phone, right? And my son was like, I think she's calling the cops. And I was like, oh, yeah, maybe so. And so we started to – I just ignored her and did my thing. And as we were driving away, she opened her window and she said, I've called the cops on you. You're illegally dumping. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I said, we have a business in this building and we can use that. And she's like – I'm part of the neighborhood watch. And so I got a little frustrated with her at first. And then I thought, you know what? She's doing her job, right? So I said, you know what? Actually, thank you. Thank you for doing your job. I said, I have enjoyed the store. We're right there in the corner. We're not illegally dumping. I said, but, you know, thank you for watching out for our businesses. I appreciate it. I said, you know what? Come see me. My name is James, and I'll give you some chocolate for your good works. And she goes, well, I'm already sweet, but I'll take the chocolate. And I was like, oh, that a girl. She got a good sense of humor.
Wow, that was a good story.
But it's, you know, it's that whole approach, right? Because instinctively I was like, how dare you?
And do then you I know thought, who I am? You know,
and then I thought, James, come on, get off your high horse and, you know, just explain.
Hey, you know, was that this year?
That was like 3 days ago.
See, you know, that's the mentality we need in 2020. I mean, gosh, 2020 has been so long.
Well, that's what I thought of. I was like, you know, James, you're behaving just like somebody that comes into your store and it aggressively attacks you because you're wearing a mask or you're not wearing a mask. Well, you know, it's our people. And I thought, when all you simply do is just open your mouth and use your words, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, agree. She was super cool after that. I was super cool. And she'll probably come in and we'll be friends.
Love that. That's a feel-good story of the night, James. So you have Dash. If you want to learn more about Dash in general, downtown area shuttle, you go to cityofreading.org/dash so you can get all your routes and schedules, and that is going to be so helpful since we are going to get into our colder, rainy season, and they are COVID conscious. The RPD cadets will provide masks, sanitize the seats. So, yeah, you got to ride it around, and if anything, if you're not trying to go anywhere, just ride it. Check it out.
And they're good on the schedule. They come through our parking
lot.
They are consistently. Yeah. And they're not that busy yet, so... A little birdie told me.
When I wrote it, I asked the person that was driving the cadet if he could get some scratch and go a little sideways. Because there's so much torque in those electric.
They're fast.
Yeah.
And
he refused.
If you ask them, they'll take you off the route, too.
Really?
If you're in downtown and say, hey, I'm actually trying to go off of this area, they'll take you.
Quick. Yeah.
They won't drive you home from the bar, but but they will get you to
maybe
one
someday.
Of the places. Yeah. But also in this downtown details, you know, we're highlighting Wavelengths owner Tracy Lynn. Wavelengths is super cool because, it's been around since, you know, 1996, but for 15 years they've been located in the historic – we're saying a lot of historic buildings tonight.
But they are.
They are.
Such a cool
there
building.
There are originals. The only thing we have left to the past.
There's only like three really yeah. original buildings left. And this is the original Reading National Bank.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, for many years that bank was hidden by the downtown mall. Not many people
It's a
really
beautiful building.
Knew. Yeah, it's a beautiful building. And this year did Tracy repaint it to really highlight its original glory with some gold gold trim on there, the blues and the reds, mm-hmm. and it's really complementing everything that is happening in the downtown development.
We
and
went
she
to high
is
school.
Awesome.
We went to high school together.
Really?
Yeah.
She's such a nice person.
She is.
She
yeah.
is. Last time I saw her was when we were doing what was like the last event of the season, and I was Hops and Chops. And
yeah.
In their salon where you wash your head,
mm-hmm.
filled with beer. To the brim for Hops and Chops.
But she filled it with ice. The
yeah,
things.
Ice and beer. So that was a cool way to highlight
that was. I thought maybe she laid you back and then put a hose and a funnel in your mouth.
Good idea.
Next year.
Bars might need to think of that one.
Right?
Handstands.
Not since college.
Yeah.
And then the second business that got highlighted is Carnegie's. Now, Carnegie's is one of those classic downtown restaurants. And
bread.
Yeah, and people, you know, talk about their sandwiches, like their cashew chicken salad sandwich, and their, you know, always recommendable tomato basil soup.
Yep.
But we want to mention Carnegie's because Julie, they just added their parklet right out in front, and, you know, that was a real big push through the Shasta Living Streets and many years of planning for this. And,
yep.
you know, it's a cool experience. The other night they had a little bit of live music while people were enjoying their food. And
well, it's outside.
It's outside.
That's the best
it's
place
cozy.
They have, yeah.
You have soup, and they're also doing to-go soups right now. If you're wondering what you need to do.
Tomato basil.
Tomato basil.
You like that?
Clam chowder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Clam chowder you'll eat, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And they do them in mason jars, which are super cool.
Nice.
And you'll get those to go. So, yeah, highlighting our downtown businesses. And we love this downtown details to be able to kind of capture what is going on in
yeah.
our area.
Well, we love it, too.
We love to be able to do it.
Because
so.
It's nice to share, and people yeah. just need to know that there is good things.
We're
and
still
lots
down
of
here, and we're still in business.
Hard work going on,
yeah.
excuse me, with lots of people. So.
And you know what? We didn't even mention, this isn't even coming out for the December. You guys will see the December one. But the next time we get on this, it'll be too late. Christmas tree has arrived in downtown. The lighted Christmas tree that's located in its original location on Market and Yuba Street. And you know what? That was with Reading Electric Utility, Duracrane, Sierra Pacific Logging, Hedrick. I was going to say.
And you yes. said, Rhonda, that it's 100 and some
101.
Years.
101.
Oh, yeah.
101 years of this Christmas tree, and yeah. for many, you know, you guys remembered it when it was in that location. For a lot of you, you remembered when it was at the parking structure, but now it's back here on Market Street. And my goodness, when you pull onto Market Street, off of Shasta Street or off of Eureka Street, you can see clear through the street. And so when Market Center Apartments is lit, the Christmas tree is lit, and the Cascade Theater is lit, it's going to be a beautiful experience.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Blake.
Thanks, Blake.
We love you.
Love you guys.
We got to take a break.
Okay.
North State will be right back. This is KCNR.
Enjoy.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy. With the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of RABA buses. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be 3 gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th. Help us help our community. Pace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair.
Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals is taking part in Operation Holiday Salute by thanking our local veterans for their service. Snow's is your complete celebration headquarters, proudly serving Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity counties. They provide decorations and rentals for your special event, including weddings, corporate and business events, memorials, and gatherings. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call today, 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
Enjoy.
It's our jam. Rhonda.
Here we are.
Look at her go. Work it, work it, work it. Welcome back, North State. This is KCNR once again. I'm James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey with Enjoy Magazine.
And
here we are.
Here we are. Here we are. Anyway, so we have several guests tonight. Both of them are going to be calling in just so that they can have their peace and social distancing and don't have to come to the studio, which is super cool. So why don't you, Miss Rhonda, tell us who our first guest is, or actually that's our second guest tonight, giving us a call.
So we have Randy Slaughter on the phone, and she is from the Mercy Foundation, and she's going to talk to us tonight a little bit about Home for the Holidays.
Are you there, Randy?
I'm here. Hello, hello.
How are
Hi,
you doing?
Randy.
Hi, I'm doing well. Good to hear you all, and I'm excited to talk about Home for the Holidays.
Thank you. So, Randy, in all honesty, are you home on the couch all wrapped up in a blanket and in your pajamas?
Did you guys put cameras in my house?
Well, good for you. I was kind of hoping you would say yes, because that's what I'm dreaming about right now. So go ahead and share with us this wonderful program. I know that there's obviously has to be some changes, and we're big proponents and supporters. And my wife has done the Festival of Trees that you guys have done for years. We've always done a tree, so I'm sad to see that part's not happening. But share with us this great program.
Well, just so you know, Festival of Trees, yes, it's an in-person event. It's our annual gala. It's at Turtle Bay. The one component we did not lose this year, though, is our sponsored trees and our professionally decorated trees. We have 20 trees that are professionally decorated and sponsored by local organizations and community members, and those sponsorships will go to support hospice in the North State, and those trees will go to the nonprofits and facilities of the sponsor's choice. So we didn't lose that.
Okay.
But we did lose the event.
Yeah.
And that event garners over $100,000 to support hospice. And I'm not sure if either one of you are familiar with what hospice does for our community.
Oh, yeah, yes. Unfortunately. Yes. You know. I mean, fortunately and unfortunately, yeah. You know, hospice is in many ways a sad thing because usually that's the sign of a loss coming, but it is also just absolutely one of the best things that you could possibly have if you can get it, for sure.
Absolutely. I also have personal affiliation with hospice, both with my dad and my grandma, and they are angels.
Yes.
So our vision this month, instead of one single event, was to turn the entire month of November, which ironically is Hospice and Home Health Month.
Huh.
And so we decided to, in lieu of an invitation, put out a mailer We put up the billboard on Cypress Avenue, if you've seen it, coming towards the hospital, home for the holidays. We've been on social media, and our mission was to do a full court press in educating and explaining to the community the value of hospice and encouraging people who want to support it. And so a couple things that we did that were unique this month is last week we held a Zoom Q&A, which we, Maggie Redmond and I, we went on Q97 to kind of advertise, and Billy has a quite an affiliation with hospice as well for personal stories. And the Zoom Q&A was an opportunity to bring in two of our directors, one in Siskiyou County and one that takes care of Shasta and Tehama County Hospice, as well as two of our hospice doctors. And so they were on to explain and speak to their processes and what they've been doing with hospice, but also answer questions that anybody had. And so that was really eye-opening and really a unique opportunity for them to give their expertise and share their knowledge of when and how and bust the myths of hospice, because so often we think, oh, it's only when you're dying, or it's only for this certain amount of time, or it's only for cancer patients, and that's just not true.
Right.
Well, then that probably isn't even my comment was really revolving around that. So I'd be interested in knowing actually more about what you're talking about, because, you know, that's my perception, and you're obviously sharing that that's not the whole story. So, yeah, I mean, there's obviously things that I need to become educated on hospice, sounds like.
Yeah, well, we check out our Facebook page at Mercy Foundation North. I am going to post that recording because for those who weren't able to make it, we had people asking for it. So check that out early next week. A couple other things that we did is it is Hospice and Home Health Month, and so we want to thank the staff members and the nurses who are our hospice teams who go out into the homes, to go out to hospitals and nursing homes and take care of those patients who need them, but also their families, because hospice not only handles and takes care of your loved one and brings them comfort, but they educate your the family, they give you guidance. They're there for you even after your loved one has passed. Yeah. There are bereavement programs. In fact, I was 16 when my father passed away, and I didn't know how to grieve, and my mom contacted hospice, and they had a teen child bereavement program that I was in for over a few months. And I'm still in contact with a friend, actually, who went through it with me. He had lost both his parents. But they provide those services, and it's an incredible service that we just wanted this entire month to showcase videos of our sponsors. And it's pretty amazing how many people have a hospice story.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, I have a hospice story.
I have several.
Yeah, they were Randy from Hospice from Mercy. Helped with my ex-husband and my kids. And when my ex-husband passed away, he was there for my daughter, and I took care of him for the last 6 weeks of his life.
I remember that.
Randy was an angel. I'm not kidding. And he was so wonderful to my daughter. You know, and there were nights that my daughter and I would be up at 4 a.m. taking care of her dad. And we would just go, I don't know how much longer we can do this, you know. And then Randy would come the next day, and he was just,
good relief.
Oh, my gosh. He was just so awesome and so kind and so good to my ex-husband. He was just, he was amazing.
Yeah.
I can't say enough good things about him.
And I think I have the same kind of similar story with my father passing, too. It was just amazing to have somebody else in the house giving you a little bit of peace.
And encouragement, you know. And he was amazing.
Let me ask you, Randy, because I just don't know. Obviously, you're fundraising for this. Does this operate under any type of a nonprofit or something?
Yes. So Mercy Foundation North is the conduit. We are the nonprofit who not only do we support Mercy Medical Center Reading, St. Elizabeth, and Mount Shasta, and Connected Living in terms of raising funds and support for them, we also help raise support for our hospice services in all three counties.
Okay.
And so that is why we help promote and educate and reach out to community members and organizations. Because hospice is there to help you no matter if you can afford it. Oftentimes insurance can cover it, but they are there regardless of your ability to pay. And they come in and sometimes provide hospital beds or whatever services or education or medication that your loved one may need. They're there for you.
Very cool. So are you guys registered with the Giving Tuesday? Is that what it is? Giving Back Tuesday?
Well, because... Right. We usually are. Uh-huh. But because we did a month-long initiative, which has been at our capacity. We are just doing the Home for the Holidays, but we encourage anybody to look at supportmercynorth.org if you'd like to make a donation to hospice, or call our office at 530-247-3425, or you can go to our Facebook page, Mercy Foundation North.
Very cool.
Awesome, Randy. Thank you so much for sharing.
Your great work in the community and bringing peace to people, for sure. So we thank you so much.
And, oh, you're welcome. Hospice exists to keep people home for the holidays, and so that's what we're here to do.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in, and we'll help spread the word.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you both.
Have a good
night.
Have a good night.
Well, that's always
nice.
She's
so awesome.
Yeah, she is awesome, yeah. And, again, personal experiences. Hospice was just amazing with, with you know, my experience. And I've actually had been asked to go to the Mercy Foundation and speak about my experience of hospice with my dad. And it was, you know, it's hard to get through. you cry.
Right.
But, yeah, but it's great. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back shortly. Again, this is KCNR.
Enjoy.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound? A force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other. No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Enjoy.
Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is North State Now. We were having a good laugh between the break. We always do that. It's between the segments that we're just crazy in here, and half the time you know, our producer's banging on the glass going, the mics are live and we're still up yakking it up. So anyway, lots of fun. One thing when, Blake, when we were talking about downtown stuff, I wanted to mention just real quick before our next guest gets on is that, Suzanne Russell from Carousel is also starting, and we're helping her work. It's called First Fridays, and I think the First Friday is actually going to be the tree lighting night. And this, the businesses downtown are going to stay open later and offer, you know, drinks and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So we're trying to create some type of event, too, for people to be able to walk around and shop a little bit. So there's that. And then also, isn't there something at the Cascade? There's we've agreed to help, is it the Nutcracker or something? And so they're going to have people come inside, and then they'll be all spaced out, and then whatever the balance is, they're going to, if possible and weather permits, they're going to close down the downtown streets, and we're going to set up our inflatable screen, and we'll be able to broadcast it live out onto the streets so people can just have social distancing and watch the Nutcracker.
There's that culture we were talking about.
Yeah. So. Another little thing real quick before we jump into it. So, right. Rhonda, next so, guest, another.
Yes. Our next guest is another phone-in because it's just, well, actually, this person doesn't live in Reading. So, and I really wanted to talk about the accessibility at Lassen Volcanic National Park. So we have Kevin Sweeney here, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what they do to make it accessible, make Lassen accessible for everyone.
Mr. Sweeney, are you there?
I'm here. Good evening. How are you guys?
Good evening.
Good.
Thank you. We appreciate you calling in and sharing with us. This is a beautiful, beautiful article and enjoy. I love the pictures.
Well, thank you guys so much for inviting me on, and I'm super happy to speak about what we're doing at Lassen to make it everyone's park.
Yeah, it's an amazing park, very underutilized, so this is probably going to help for a lot of people.
Sure. Yeah, you know, and to be honest with you, what we saw this summer, I think that underutilized label might be fading away.
Oh, good.
I think a lot of people are just really trying to get outdoors a lot more because being stuck inside is just not fun. So
absolutely. And, you know, with all that's going on, you know, I think that Lassen has that one thing that we were all kind of looking for is that stability, that thing that you know that's there, that is comforting, that isn't really changing that much in a time when so much else is changing.
Right.
You know, rocks and trees and mountains are still kind of the same thing that they were last year and for a few years before that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully you don't speak too soon and the volcano comes alive.
well, you know, it's 2020.
That's right.
I mean, I know it's alive. It's still burping and bubbling and stuff, but, you know, I'm just joking.
So tell us a little bit about what you guys are doing and what you've been doing for people that need extra
access,
yeah.
Well, and again, thanks for letting me highlight it. I'll kind of give a couple things that we already do, and then also where we're looking in the future. So, accessibility is extremely important. It's not an afterthought; it is the first thought. So, when we're making plans at the park and making changes, safety and accessibility are the two things that pop up to the top, and so. We want to make sure that when we're designing exhibits or signs or new buildings for folks to come into, that we put all of the effort into it that we can to make sure that everyone can experience it. And I came to Lassen in 2008 with the opening of the Kum Yamani Visitor Center, that visitor center, a beautiful building on the southwest
Gorgeous.
Side of
yeah.
the park. And that building, in addition to being a incredibly environmentally friendly building, is an extremely accessible building. So in addition to just some of the normal accessibility features that we include in all of our buildings now, like no stairs to get in and doors that are easy to open, there's actually devices that test how easy a door is to open for someone. And then also we have figured out, too, that the doors need to open with a clenched fist, so that somebody who might have that accessibility issue is able to open the door. So some of these things that you might not notice that are just built into the design, up to other things that are much more noticeable. So captions on every video that we play. We also have audio descriptions throughout the visitor center. So if you are sight impaired, you can experience all of the exhibits. We have little devices that are triggered by electronic points that you put on basically a headset, and you walk around the visitor center, and it reads the exhibits to you. It explains the pictures that are on it, and some of those really cool things that might not be noticeable to the general public, but I'll tell you, if you have one of those accessibility issues, you're looking for those things. And so those are some of the things that we already do, and we're really proud of. But, you know, we had a group from Denver come out, and they're a National Park Service team that works across the nation. They came out last year, and they kind of walked through the park with a number of us. And there was a gentleman there who's quadriplegic that kind of looked at things from a much different point of view than those of us who can walk into buildings and open doors ourselves. And it was one of the most career-changing moments that I've ever had was spending a week with this individual and just putting a new set of eyes on and realizing that, you know, sometimes in businesses or other areas of our life, we think, oh, gosh, I've got to do all of these things to make it accessible or to hit some of those things. And, boy, there's simple things just as can you lower that toilet paper hanger so that it's easier for somebody to reach? Or can I make it the sink a little bit more easy for somebody in a wheelchair to wheel under? Things that you might not notice or think of unless you're part of that world or related to somebody as part of that world. So, we are undergoing this process now of evaluation. We're actually wrapping that up. There'll be a public comment period where we put that out to the public and have a number of changes to where areas like the Loomis Museum and the Manzanita Lake area will have much more easily accessible areas for somebody in a wheelchair, for somebody who's sight impaired. And I'll tell you, it's one of the most exciting things that I've been a part of in my 15-year career with the Park Service. It's incredible.
That's so great.
That is great. Yeah.
That's really
and
good.
You brought up so many points that, you know, you mentioned it. It never even crossed my mind. Like, I never thought about the opening of a hand or a hand that's closed and, you know, being able to still do the same activity with a closed hand that you can with an open hand. I mean, I just never really, you just never really think about those things. And
mm-hmm.
So, gosh.
Right. And I don't think that there was a part of me that kind of felt bad about it. And to be honest with you, I think as long as we're opening our eyes to some of these things and realizing that, you know, maybe it doesn't fit the letter of the law. That was the big takeaway for me, was that maybe it doesn't have to fit that, you know, very complex definition of something that is accessible. But can you move a jar of pens up closer to the edge of a table so somebody could grab it easier? Like little
yeah.
things like that all over the place
yeah.
that we might not think of that, you know, just make life easier for folks.
Now, are most national parks doing things like this?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's that team now is you know, they are going out to a number of different parks. Grand Teton, the Jenny Lake area, it's one of the shining examples of the work that they've put in, and we're looking at what we can do at the Manzanita Lake area to kind of mirror some of the great, great work that they've done over there. So, you know, the other part of this, too, in addition to that, and, you know, I could spend an hour with you guys. I'll try to calm down a little bit here.
we love your excitement.
In addition to all of that physical stuff, you think about, too, all of the documents that are on our website now are 508 compliant, and that 508 is a law that says that everything that you have online has to be able to be read by a screen reader. And so we've taken a whole online content and made that accessible too. So really, every aspect of our jobs right now at the park, we're looking at how can we make this so somebody whose vision, sight, mobility, whatever impaired, has that stewardship. It, you know, makes it feel like Lassen is their park, because to be honest with you, that's the only way that we have the park for another 100 years, is if we have owners, and you guys are all the owners.
Uh-huh.
You know, I get to help take care of it a little bit, but it's the American public that owns this land.
Well, that's cool. So cool, really. Yeah.
I love it.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing. Thank you for allowing us to do the story and share what amazing things you guys are doing up on the mountain. And we just really appreciate your hard work and your enthusiasm.
Well, thank you guys for giving me a few minutes to talk about it. As you can tell, I'm a bit excited about it. I do want to remind all of your listeners, the park is open in the winter.
Oh, cool.
So come on up, bring your sleds. You might not be able to drive all the way through. Bring a big thermos of hot chocolate.
Mm.
And, you know, if you need that place to kind of get away from COVID for a little bit, Lassen's a nice place to do it. Wear your mask. Don't use
the mask. All right.
But, you know, it's wonderful. I think the outdoors is a place that we can kind of take a little vacation from all the everything else that's going on in our world these days.
I agree.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
So it looks like we have maybe 1 minute left, and I'm going to turn that over to Daryl to give you just just obsessed with this lovely recipe that we have, and Rhonda and him made it, I guess, a few nights ago or some time ago. But it looks heavenly because, you know, Enjoy Magazine has several recipes every single month.
A lot of the things in the magazine, but if you go to the back there for the Keep It Simple Stupid recipe, asparagus spears in puff pastry, it was absolutely magnificent.
And I heard there was a little cream cheese in there,
there
too.
There is. Rhonda made it and tested it out on me, and it was great.
He's been raving about it the whole night.
A little dip of something or pepper jellies or those types of things.
And before we get away, I wanted to thank Blake. He came out and helped us with our drive-through Halloween at Riverfront Playhouse. We really
appreciate that, Blake.